Shalom to all. Today we're in Maseches Makos, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, and Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah are being learned B'schos Esur Basrachol Shishi B'zachar Find Ruziva Kahagon Bikarav Mamish. And we have our last Mishnah discussing the Ari Miklat Koyotze by similar releases the Mishnah Ritzeach Shagol Ir Miklatai. A Ritzeach, he got sent to Golos. He had to run to the Ir Miklat. V'ratzu Anshei El Chabdai, and the people in the city they wanted to be mechabed him. Maybe he's a chashav guy. Maybe he's smart and wise, and they felt that it's important to be mechabed him and to give him honor. Just because he killed B'shagig doesn't mean they have to scorn him and shun him. Yarmel him, he does have to tell them Ritzeach Ani. I'm a Ritzeach. However, let's say they told him afal pikein, even so we want to give you kavod yikal mehen, he could accept it from them shenemar, because it says in the pasuk v'zed devar haritzeach, these are the words of the ritzeach, and that teaches us the ritzeach has to use words. He has to tell them I'm a ritzeach, but once they tell him afal pikein, he's allowed to accept the kavod. Now we go on to discussion of paying rent. We know that regarding the six main Ari Miklat, there's three in the Evar Yarden and three in Eretz Yisrael, those cities are 100% designated as Ari Miklat. They're meant for accidental murderers, and the pasuk says v'hayu lachem ha'arim lamik, these cities are for you, which means that when a Ritzeach runs there, he could live there rent-free. He doesn't have to pay anything. But what about the other 42 cities, which you mentioned previously, that there are 42 cities of the Levim scattered throughout Eretz Yisrael that also function as Ari Miklat? Let's say Ritzeach ran there. Does he have to pay the Levi rent or not? So the Mishnah says, Malam ha-yuschar Levim, de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Ritzeach that's in one of the cities of the Levim, one of these 42 cities, he does have to pay the Levim rent, because this whole rent-free deal for a Ritzeach is only in the six main Ari Miklat, not in the other 42. However, Meir argues, Loi hayu malal hen schar, they do not have to pay, and this is based off an argument in Hadadarshan of Pasuk. Now, we have another machlekes. What happens to this Ritzeach once he goes free? The Kohen Gadol died, he goes back home. Are we going to give him that original position that he used to hold? Says the Mishnah, V'chazel Sroar Shahayabad Devra Meir. Rav Meir says he gets put back in the original position of Kavod and Gedula that he used to have. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Loi hayu chazel Sroar Shahayabad, he doesn't go back to the original position, and this is also based off an argument in Hadadarshan of Pasukim. Now moving on to Parak Gimel, onto a totally different topic. This parak discusses Din of Malkus. A person's Ivar Lav, so he's Chayev 39 Malkus. The question is, when is he Chayev? How many would he be Chayev? In which situations? And many other details. So Mishnah Aleph details, a whole bunch of people are going to be Chayev Malkus, and the reason why these are mentioned is because it's a Chiddush. Obviously, there's many different Lavim that a person's going to be Chayev Malkus for, and the Mishnah doesn't mention all of them. These, though, specifically are pointed out because there's a Chiddush in them. So the Mishnah says, Ve'iluhan Alaikin, the following people are going to get Malkus. Habal Chaysoi, one who lives with his sister, Val Chays Aviv, the sister of his father, Valachas Ima, sister of his mother, Valachas Ishta, the sister of his wife, Val Ashes Achiv, the wife of his brother, Val Ashes Achiyaviv, the wife of the brother of his father, Valanida, somebody who lives with Anida. All these, even though they're Chayav Karis, a person is going to get Malkus as well. Almanul Kain Gadol, if a Kain Gadol married an Almano who he's not allowed to, or Gush Chalitza Kain Hedit, if a Kain Hedit, a regular Kain, married a woman who's divorced who had gotten Chalitza, which he's not allowed to do, Mamzer Sunusin Li Yisrael, if a woman is a Mamzer or Nasin and Yisrael marries her, which is a Lav, or Bas Yisrael and Nasin Mamzer, if a Yiddish woman marries a Nasr Mamzer, all these cases, there's a Lisr Lav and they're going to get Malkus. Now, let's say Almana U Grusha, a Kohen Gadol, marries a woman who's not only an Almana but also a Grusha. She was married to one husband who died, so that makes her an Almana. Then she got married to somebody else and she got divorced from him, so she's both an Almana and a Grusha. And then she marries a Kohen Gadol, Chayav and Olaya Mishum Shnei Shemas. The Kohen Gadol is Chayav for two Shemas for two separate Lavim. However, Grusha of a Chalutza, the Kohen Hedit, marries a woman who's not only a Grusha but also a Chalutza, and a Chayav El Mishem Echram Bavad. In that case, is only chayev for one lav, not for two lavim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. Continue to discuss the Chiyuv of Malkus. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.